Tell me, are you decent? Yes, but is there a problem? Something I'm wrong? Bad luck. I'm not exactly sure what you mean, darling. Isn't it bad luck to see each other before the ceremony? I can't say I've heard that one before. If that's something you truly strongly believe, then I won't come in, but I don't believe in such things. I want to be able to support you. I think we're both nervous. So if you would permit it, but I won't force you. You're sure? Right. I'm coming in. Sorry, I was just staring, wasn't I? Though I'm not sure, in my defense, that words could possibly do you justice right now. My beautiful boy. Oh, the look isn't finished yet. Well, you can keep some things as a surprise then. I mean, I knew you'd look gorgeous, of course. You always do. Goodness. I'm sort of fighting the urge to hold you. If you're sure. God's above. May I kiss you? I don't know how I got so lucky to cross paths with you, and for you to agree to come back with me. Must be the luckiest man on earth. I know it must have been hard, leaving everything behind. I'm beyond happy that you feel at home here. That's all I wanted, really, to give you a home. Even if you'd come back with me and decided that this whole thing was a bit of a whim, and you weren't interested in pursuing anything with me. I would have been sad, of course, but this still would have been your home. Well, I thought it could have been a possibility. Not that I thought you were just you could have been using me, but I thought perhaps compared to how everyone at your former home treat you wrongly, so that me coming along and treating you how you deserve, showing you kindness, I suppose I was a bit worried that perhaps you didn't think you had a better option other than me. And then once you get here and meet everyone, things might change. I suppose I am foolish then. I just didn't dare hope. Someone like you. I mean, I don't want just anyone. I don't care about being able to have anyone I want. There's been plenty of people who've wanted to court me over the years. None of them were you. You, my little prince. Soon to be king, though, I suppose. Well, that's how it works here. King and queen are seen as equal titles around these parts. Unlike other kingdoms where if a man marries a queen, he has to be a prince because king is seen as the higher rank. I don't understand. No, they're equal here. You'll be equally a king as I. Just as if I were to marry a woman, she would be my queen. Though I do sort of hope, in private, perhaps you might still let me call you a prince. Of course, you are still a prince of your own. Well, the kingdom you were born in. You're not losing that title. I wouldn't call you it in front of anyone else. I don't want anyone to think I'm being disrespectful. I don't want you to think I'm asking for it out of disrespect, Millie. I've become quite fond of it as a pet name, like calling you darling or sweetheart. You like it too? Well then, my prince. I know. I'm about to pledge this in front of everyone. But I want to pledge it to you first. I intend to spend the rest of my life loving you and being worthy of your love. Giving you every kindness you deserve. Which is every kindness in the world. I am pleased that some people from, I don't know what you'd prefer me to call it. It feels wrong to say your home kingdom, because I'd like to think that you think of this as your home. Your birthplace, shall we say. I'm glad some of your family, your siblings, arrived. I don't know if perhaps you hoped everyone would show. And I don't know if they're showing just to save face and keep the peace, or, you know, because they are truly happy for you. I hope they are. I merely, they've hurt you before. And I don't want you to get your hopes up, only for them to be not worthy of your time, of your heart. I'm not going to kick them out, I'm not going to stop them from talking to you or anything like that. But if they upset you, just say the word, and I will have them thrown out. I want you to enjoy today. Well, yes, I want us to enjoy today. And if they do cause any trouble, I do hope it won't ruin things. I just hate to see you get hurt. What was that for? Well, perhaps let's not argue over which one of us is the more fortunate or the more lucky to have found each other. Perhaps we're both lucky that in this entire world, we were lucky enough to find each other. And in how long? What time is it? Ah, less than half an hour. We'll have to say such things in front of everyone. I'm not nervous because I can't talk in front of people, it's fine, but little private matters, I feel. I shouldn't have to say it in front of everyone else. Not that I mind. I'd gladly brag about being able to have you. I know you're nervous too. Feels sort of like going on stage. That many people watching. Of course, what with being royalty, it sort of becomes this bigger event. But the only people in the room are the people we actually know. The people who know us. And then, well, once the ceremony's over, we'll be alone again. And as lovely as this ensemble is, what's lovelier is what's underneath. I'll happily indulge you tonight. You can ask for whatever you want. And if it's an incentive to help get you through being stood up in front of all those people. And then, in a week, your coronation. And then that will require, you know, the rest of the kingdom seeing us. You do have to show face, it's only fair. But not at the wedding. That's fast. I think it's, I don't know, not wrong. If the, I hate saying the public, I don't like that phrase, but you know. Why should we have strangers at our wedding? I want us to be comfortable. I want you to be comfortable. And afterwards they can see us, but not today. Today's farce. I'm sure someone will be there in the corner doing sketches and portraits, and everyone can see how gorgeous you looked. Ah, well, thank you. I'm still sort of trying to get over the fact that you said yes and that we're here. It's happening. We're going to be bound together. I don't want to go, but I have to. There's things to arrange. Are you still okay with well, I don't have anyone to walk you down the aisle. I understand. That's a custom where you're from. Here, I don't fully. I understand the point is meant to be a parent giving a child away, but I don't like the idea that parents own their children, especially not in cases where yours treat you the way they did. Normally, whoever is of the royal family is stood up front and waits for the other, but I'm glad you're all right with my idea of us walking down the aisle together as equals. But the time approaches, and of course we need to enter together, but before that I need to check that everything is ready. I want you to relax. Stay here. I'm taking care of everything. I know I don't have to, but I want to let you rest and relax and not have to do anything today. I'll quickly go check that everything's ready, and I'll be back, and then we'll be off. And we'll get through it. And then we'll be married. And then I'll bring you back here. And I'll have you all to myself. I'll be back before you know it. Don't go anywhere. Oh, and my prince, I love you.